It's Beat across the southeast. You're listening to the Sunday Grilla. My next guests are passionate about women in business. Denise Whitmore is the founder of the Irish Women in Business Club. And on June 30th, they'll be hosting their first event right here in the southeast. She'll be joined by Aoife Caulfield, who will chat about her own business journey. And both Denise and Aoife join me this morning. You're both very welcome.
Thank you, Orla. Thanks for having us.
Two Wexford ladies.
That's right.
Good stuff. Good to have your club after 10 years in the southeast.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, to be honest with you. It's been building slowly there in the background, you know, and as you said, it's now called the club.
You know,
it's the Irish Women in Business Club, and we merged with another club down in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown, and so delighted to finally bring a proper club event into the southeast.
Explain it. What is the objective of your club?
So it's to support self-employed women.
Okay.
Female entrepreneurs. And look, I've been a member of lots of different networks and clubs and mm-hmm. things like that over the years. You get different things from different networks, right? But ours is different in the sense that it is predominantly for self-employed women, because our challenges, our needs are different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can be isolating, not just working for yourself, but when you're working by yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the network is there for. It's a network of support. You get to meet other like-minded women who are in, you know, similar situations. And it's good to just kind of sometimes get out and get networking.
And as I'm sure you've been to lots of different networking events, both of you. Is it different to have maybe one gender at an event than it would if it was both? Or
yeah, but also I think it's nice to actually chat to somebody, like I said, who might have a similar situation. For example,
okay,
right?
So life experience.
Very much, but also, you know, I am 27 weeks pregnant.
What?
About to go on maternity leave, uh-huh. You know, trying to put plans in place. When you are a self-employed woman.
Yeah, what does that look like?
Maternity leave is very different. Mm. And trying to have that discussion maybe with a, you know, no offense to all the men out there, but trying to have that discussion with a man in business, it might not go the same direction as discussing with a woman who might have been in that situation before. So, yeah, I think it does make a difference when you have women in business in a room together, you know, lifting each other up, giving that advice and, sharing some support.
And Aoife Caulfield, you are a woman in business, so you're used to networking, but it's hard, isn't it, in a way?
It is, and it is, Orla, and just to reiterate what Denise said, bar my clients that I see all day, every day, and I'm quite isolated. I've opened from my home office at the gable left end of my home.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business?
That's where I'm staying. I have a financial brokerage, Caulfield Financial Limited. So that's where we're staying. But I need to get out of the office. I need to mix with like-minded people. I love the idea of Denise's group being for women only. They understand where we're coming from. We understand the hormones. We understand the pregnancies. We can chat about maybe not necessarily what the men can, because we've all been through it. We've had the challenges. We've had the problems. We've found the solutions. And we just completely get each other, which is just wonderful. But I mean, I come from a very, very top-heavy, male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. For me to be going into a room full of like-minded women, that is just a pure joy and release to me.
Isn't it terrible when you say finance? I straight away think in my head, male-dominated.
And it is. Okay. And it still is. And even when I go to all my different providers' conferences and even webinars on the screen, it is all men.
Okay.
And the only advantage of that when I actually have to go to those conferences is that there's no queue in the ladies.
Okay.
That's the only advantage. But I mean, you know, it's all very much, I mean, there's different industry events. It's still everybody meet for a round of golf.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play golf. None of my friends play mm-hmm. golf. It's just not that kind of thing. But still, nobody is suggesting a day at the spa day mm-hmm. to gather and mingle.
Oh, we should totally do that next.
Oh, we should totally do that. You know, there's a lot going on about that, and there's a lot of ego massaging, and I'm just not into that. I'm full of, like, and I think over the years, I'm 9 years in business now, the more truer I got and found myself, the more integrity that I was able to portray to my customers and clients. And it is all about the personal touch, and it is about being looked after. Mm. And I would absolutely pride myself. And even though I am small compared to the big brokerage out there, which are completely getting bought out at the moment, nobody's approached me, by the way, I'm very offended. But it is about remaining personable. And that is how I take care of people.
Okay, and you will be at this event at Green Tech HQ in Enniscorthy on June 30th, and you'll be chatting about your business journey. What about the person, though, who might have heard, or the woman who might have heard finance and thinks, well, I have a, you know, quite a small business in, you know, I might have a small clothing business, or I want to start a stall in a market. Is it for those sort of businesses as well?
It's for everybody. Yeah, really. 100%. Isn't it?
It's going to be quite intimidating.
Yeah, and even if you haven't started your own business yet, but it's still, you know, whirring away as an idea in the background, get up, get out, meet the people who have all the resources in the room, in the one room, by the way. Mm. You'll save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money, and you will connect with the people who you were meant to be connected with.
I definitely think that there is an imposter syndrome there still with women in business well. And even the terminology, sometimes I don't necessarily like using the terminology women in business, right? Mm. Because I'll never forget, I was chatting to a woman who had a very successful dog grooming and dog minding business. Mm-hmm. And I invited her along to one of the events, and she said, "But I'm not an entrepreneur." I said, "What do you mean? You have your own business. You are self-employed. This room is for you." And it kind of dawned on her. She's like, "Oh yeah, I am a woman in business." So I definitely, to answer your question, if you are thinking about setting up a business, or, you know, again, I hate to use the term, that kind of kitchen table style business. Mm-hmm. And that's, look at it, realistically, that's where we all started,
totally.
You know.
Yeah.
But if you are in that position, this event is 100% for you. You are going to meet like-minded people. You are going to get some amazing advice from Eva Caulfield, who is, you know, a fantastic financial advisor. And we're very lucky to have her in the club, and very lucky that she said yes to to this event. And Green Tech as well. If you haven't been to the Green Tech
HQ. I've never heard of it.
Oh, you have to go.
It's worthy. Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
So gorgeous. Eva, for the the dog groomer who's going to come on the day, what sort of advice are you going to be giving?
Well, you have to look at the whole picture. They're not just the dog groomer per se. You have to look at, firstly, their home circumstances. Are they a sole trader, or are they a limited company?
Yeah.
God forbid if they got sick in the moment, how would the business continue? Are they the core piece in their business? And without them, how would the business survive? Would your business be able to afford to take on another person while you recoup and recover? All those kind of areas. So you're protecting your income, you're saving for the future, you're planning for your retirement as regards pensions, you're also getting tax relief as well. But not only that, it's the full collaboration of every circumstance of your financial planning journey. Yes, ideally, we should all have probably about 5 or 6 different aspects or financial planning products sitting in our back pocket that we're paying for monthly by direct debit every month in the bank. But we have to be realistic about it.
So you'll be
first
giving
and foremost. Exactly. Like, nobody should put themselves under financial pressure to start up a pension. Yes, everybody knows they should have one. But what I would always say to people is, start off small. Your business is just growing. You can always increase it, decrease it, pause your payments, do whatever you like. Everything is so flexible now. Always come chat to your financial advisor, and we will find a bespoke way of helping you.
Okay, so that will be some of the advice.
Absolutely.
And more.
Yes.
That you'll be giving on June 30th. And then, Denise, do you need to be a member of the Irish Women in Business Club in order to do this?
No, so it is open to all women in business.
Okay.
So it's on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So there's a small charge, you know, just to cover the costs of the venue and the coffee, etc. So yes, 100%. Members of the club get reduced tickets. Mm-hmm. And then if you are not a member, you just pay the little bit extra.
Okay, good stuff. And as I said, it's in Green Tech HQ in Enniscorthy on June 30th between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. And it's on Eventbrite if you want to check it out. Have you any social? I presume you do have social media, obviously.
We do, yeah. So you can check us out at the Irish Women in Business Club on Facebook and Instagram, and the website as well.
Brilliant. And I presume the link to the tickets is on there as well.
It sure is.
Great stuff. And you have so much planned. You have awards in November. You have some other events coming up with a very successful Wexford woman's business as well. We might chat more about that as time goes on.
Yeah, very excited for that one.
Brilliant stuff. Aoife, thank you so much for coming in. And Denise as well. And best of luck with the event.